How long do I have?
Well, thanks to the miracles of modern medicine, we seem to have found a cure for literally all of your symptoms.
Even a cure for my boredom with traditional radio formats? Tell me, Doc, what's the cure?
Just listen to CJLO 1690 AM online or through your radio every day.
Wowza, I feel better already.
For CJLO News, I'm Donald Roberge. Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante has announced that the city will be investing over $1.8 billion to reinvigorate its downtown core. Both the pandemic and loss of office workers choosing to do business from home has left the area with a struggling retail sector. Included in the investment is the creation of new living spaces and green spaces, as well as improved cleanliness. Plante also said that special emphasis would be placed on the identity of certain sectors like the Latin Quarter and Chinatown. The mayor indicated that Montreal's difficulties are not unlike many international cities whose downtown cores have struggled to reattract people after the pandemic. The city of Longueuil has announced that they do not have any intention of removing camps created by houseless people. As part of a press conference introducing a strategy addressing the city's itinerant issue, Mayor Catherine Fournier said that only camps that presented a safety issue would be dismantled. The city's action plan includes an $835,000 investment, as well as an inventory of vacant land and a camp management plan. The city will also set up an intervention project in its libraries and easier access to storage. Currently, Longueuil has between 200 and 1,000 houseless people in its municipality and approximately 12 camps. A spike in COVID, influenza, and RSV cases has created crowding in many of Montreal's emergency rooms. Katie Brady has more.
While union negotiations continue for nurses, winter cold and flu season continues to batter Montreal's ERs. Many are still nearing or over 200% capacity this week, and many hospitals across Canada are facing similar crises. Aaron Derfel is the health columnist at the Montreal Gazette. He said the state of our network results in patients, particularly elderly patients, being left on stretchers for days on end. With nowhere to be discharged to, he says ERs have become a place for the elderly to go to die.
It's actually a real shame that this is happening. I would even go so far as to describe it as scandalous. And this was a crisis that was years in the making. I believe our public healthcare system has been underfunded. We don't have enough doctors and nurses, and our population is aging. We could foresee that this would happen, and then the pandemic hit, and it just made matters far worse.
Derfel stressed that the dire lack of medical staff in Quebec, especially family doctors, only compounds the problem. Meanwhile, the nurses' union continues to negotiate their contract with the province. This month, Health Minister Christian Dubé had to walk back comments he made urging the public to self-diagnose and avoid ERs. He maintains that the CAQ's new sweeping healthcare reform bill will address the problem.
The thing of changes that I think will make a big difference for the patients.
For more with health columnist Aaron Derfel, tune in Friday morning at 9 a.m. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Hello, everybody. You are now tuned into The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM coming out of Montreal. My name is Aviva, and The Alley is a show for all sorts of things. Generally, it's a folk show, and this week it truly is. This week it is, it's basically a country show this week, but that's because there's been like a lot of amazing kind of folk and alt country releases in the past few months. I haven't done like a regular show in a while. I was gone for the holidays and then back for 1 week to do my kind of end of the year wrap up. and then gone again. And now I'm back, back to kind of regularly scheduled programming. A lot of new music, a lot of like, we got a few like 2023 releases that kind of went by me. And I'm kind of coming to now and really enjoying now. So that's always exciting. Kind of catching up on releases of the past year, because like obviously I listen to a lot of new music for the show and just in general, but a lot of stuff went by me. Yeah, I don't know. It happens, but that just means more fun stuff to discover now. But yeah, so we've got some really fun new tracks from Waxahachie, Adrian Lenker, Pax, Dana Gavansky, a lot of great stuff. And before I forget, make sure to stay tuned because we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Idols in September. I'm going to tell you how to enter to win a pair of tickets to Idols in September at MTELUS. Super exciting show. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, we're going to start with a brand new track, which I've been loving recently. This is new Waxahachie with MJ Lenderman with this track Right Back At It, or Right Back To It. Yeah, just a beautiful little alt country track. Check it out.
Thank you.
just heard new from Waxahachie with Right Back to It. Up now, this is new from Adrian Lunker.
Two, one, two, three, four. Someday, and I think you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still feel too heavy to hold. Snow falling, I try to keep from calling. Watch the spring turn to winter, fireflies all frozen. The season go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Been searching for your eyes. All I see is blue skies, and that old man beats his crooked cane. It's time to let go. You could write me someday, and I bet you will. We could see the sadness as a gift, and still the seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Into the same eternity, every second brimming with a majesty. Oh, kiss so sweet, so fine, you could hear the music inside my mind. And you showed me a place I'll find, even when I'm old, just leaning on the windowsill. You could write me someday, and I hope you will. We could see the sadness as a gift, and still the seasons go so fast, thinking that this one is gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask.
Cinema Politica Concordia is celebrating 20 years of screening truth to power. Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. at the Concordia Hall Building, room H110, to bridge the gap between independent filmmaking, activism, and education. Engage with filmmakers and local organizers in post-screening discussions. All screenings are by donation and open to the public. Visit our website, cinemapolitica.org, to check out our fall 2023 screening schedule.
Hey Montreal, I'm Romana Mercadante, host of the ABCs. Join me Tuesdays at 3 o'clock to hear me interview local bands around Montreal, give you the latest scoop on upcoming performances on the island, hear in-depth topic pieces on forces affecting the music industry, and of course, hear some great alternative rock music. If you ever want to listen, learn, or laugh, make sure to tune in to the ABCs, only on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
And we're back with more of The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM. Right before the break, you heard the brand new track by Adrian Linker, Sadness is a Gift. Linker's coming to Montreal. Tickets, I think, just went on sale. She's playing Olympia in next November. I got the tickets on pre-sale because I missed when Big Thief came in 2019 and then was really upset at myself for that. So it's this concert is in basically a year from now, but I think I'll still be here in a year. I hope to still be here in a year. So had to grab those. So yeah, if you didn't know, but if you're listening to this, you probably did know. Check it out. I'm really excited for her new album coming out this year. Definitely one of my most anticipated. Let's just continue with the music. Up next, we got this really cool kind of indie alt country band out of North Carolina, Sluis, who I've been really into their 2023 record Radical Gate the past week. They're really awesome, so definitely check them out. This is New Leicester.
Watching the beautiful girlfriends, ready for the party. In the only bathroom of your small house, is a precious thing. I accept that tequila has guests, and flip through your bookshelf tonight. Our friends will be married. Tonight they will be in Patton Avenue, is congested. New Leicester, I drink too much, I sing too loud at the moth light. And I feel alone again as I watch May. Get out, gotta talk to my old friends. May not see them tomorrow, and I love them. Gotta get out of this hostel. Gonna go back. Gonna go back to the rat's nest. gotta do is go to sleep. Go to sleep on an inner tube, giving myself to it. Giving myself to all that is beautiful. And it'll do the rest. And with hindsight,
just heard from Sluis with New Lester off of their album from last year, Radical Gate. Up next, I'm going to play Aura Kogan out of Vancouver Island for more of this kind of folksy country vibe we've got going. I was just thinking recently, like between like Sluis and Wednesday and like these bands that are kind of hitting it very big this year, it's just so funny. I never kind of thought that like Asheville and Durham, North Carolina would be like the, I don't know, this like weird incubator epicenter of like cool indie music happening now, but I love it. As like a Virginia, as somebody who spent most of their life in Virginia, I think that that is really fun. But yeah, not really what I would have expected if you kind of told me that a few years back, but all great bands, so I do appreciate it. But now we're going across the continent to Vancouver Island for Aura Kogan with the track Cowgirl.
Thank you.
You just heard from Auric Hogan with Cowgirl. This is Greg Freeman with Come Change My Body. Just heard from Greg Freeman with Come and Change My Body. Up next, this is Being Dead with When Horses Would Run.
For horses to run.
just heard from Texas band Being Dead with When Horses Would Run off of their 2023 album of the same name. I like this record a lot. Like, yeah, another record that I kind of missed in the summer when it came out, and then was kind of seeing it on some end of the year lists and then checked it out. And yeah, it's really great, kind of a funny, quirky sort of country inspired album. And yeah, I like a lot of the kind of first few tracks of the album. But yeah, I think now it's probably time to announce the giveaway. So here on the Alley, we are giving away a pair of tickets to see Idols in September 22nd at MTELUS here in Montreal. Giving away a pair of tickets to see that. So what you need to do to enter is go to the Alley's Instagram, so at the Alley Radio. And you're going to see a post there. And so to enter, basically, you need to be make sure that you're following at CJLO MTL, which is CJLO's newer kind of alternate account. So we can actually post up and be seen by Canadian Instagram users. So make sure you're following that and comment your most anticipated album of 2024 and then tag your friend that you want to go to the show with. So I'm going to be monitoring the post and I'm going to DM the winner. Yeah, so the Alley Radio to see how to enter to see Idols this fall. Great band. Yeah, so good luck, and I will be in touch with the first commenter. But yeah, so up next, we just got more music. We got new music from PAX. This is the song Missy. Just heard new from PAX with Missy. This is now Frankie out of BC with the track Garden.
There's a silver in the sky, sparkling dust across the night. I ever want more. Take me.
You just heard from the band Frankie with the song Garden. Up next, this is Shayna Hayes with Sun and Time. This one's something. I watch you suffering.
Bonjour. Hello. This is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Ispichiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of Indigenous storytelling. Ispichiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
I'll If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
And we're back with more of The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM. Right before the break, you heard from local artist Shayna Hayes with the song Sun in Time. Just a reminder, I announced it a few minutes ago, but if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Idols this coming September here in Montreal, head over to The Alley Radio on Instagram to enter to win. All the instructions will be there. Yeah, good luck. Next up, we got Sharon Van Etten. Not new, but unlike pretty much the rest of this episode, but just an album I've been listening to a lot. Her 2009 record, Because I Was in Love, I put on while I was working a few days ago. And I can't say it's great working music because it's like deeply sad, but it's very good. And if you're wanting that sort of deep winter, slow, sad, slow, sad instrumentals, that's this record. And I think my favorite track off of it is what I'm going to play now. So this is Sharon Van Etten with It's Not Like.
Tied down.
from Sharon Van Etten with It's Not Like. Up next, we've got new from Abby Sage. This is the song Obstruction.
In my living room, your hair stuck in my vacuum. Cut it out with a knife.
just heard new from Dana Gavansky, and right before that, from Abby Sage with Obstruction. Thanks so much for listening to The Alley this week. You can tune in every Friday at 11 for more of The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you so much for listening and have a great week.